on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I know we got dark journals for just like 25 minutes, and I'm trying to get him on this for a full hour tomorrow. I'm doing a special Saturday show that starts at noon. I'm going to go 4 or 5 hours. Got a bunch of huge guests lined up. The world's moving so quickly. I got to do this briefly or we won't be here. Yeah, we just saw them a year and a half ago with the fake Epstein files. Same thing. Here this is Nothing Burger. As I predicted, as our expert Daniel List, our journalist, predicted, and as Burchett predicted. But this was a bigger Nothing Burger than I thought. Very insulting, right on the level of the first Epstein tranche. So what are they doing? Why are they doing it? Why are we seeing so much obvious real craft? And I'm seeing it myself. I mean, I've seen more UFOs the last month than I saw my whole life. Because I never saw a UFO in my life. All I ever saw was a stealth fighter when I was like 8 years old. And, 15 years later or whatever, they showed them for the Gulf War, first Gulf War. And it was the same paint job, same everything. So I've never seen an alien spacecraft, folks. But now I'm seeing stuff that is orbs shooting around and flying, like a huge flash at 4:30 in the morning. I'm smoking a cigar outside. We just woke up. And I see this huge stony meteorite blow up over Austin. And then all of a sudden there's orbs flying around and they zoom off. I'm just like, I mean, what? Fireballs coming in over Austin? What the hell's going on? But before we go to Daniel List here, remember, I didn't plug last hour. I was so busy. I can't fund this without you. These are incredible products. TheAlexJonesStore.com funds the new Alex Jones Network. We want to hire more hosts. Everybody wants to come on board. More reporters. Be bigger than InfoWars ever was. But it's up to you, and I'm asking you respectfully to support us. The products are great. The outcome of supporting us is great. We fight the new pandemics, the new lockdowns, all the tyranny. We are essential as your insurance and our own personal insurance for liberty against tyranny. So the 48-hour buy one, get one free sale that ends tomorrow night at midnight. Buy one methylene blue tincture, the very best methylene blue, get another bottle of the same free. Buy one Irish Sea Moss gummies, get another one free. That is an incredible deal. Ends tomorrow night. There's a bunch of other big deals that end tomorrow night. Check out all the Patriot apparel and more. It's all the best. Our trifecta iodine is the very best. Our bovine colostrum is the private label, the top brand. So good for your skin, your hair, your nails. Women love it, but it's great for everybody. Great for your heart. It's all there at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and I can't do this without you. There's also a contribute button where you can just contribute straight up at AlexJonesLive.com and at TheAlexJonesStore.com. That way we get the entire amount you give so we can really fight. Wars aren't won without blood, sweat, and tears. And I'm willing to go all the way, and I'm very thankful to all of you that have supported. I'm asking everybody else to put on the bench, come to the plate now. I mean, just look at the stakes. Look at everything we've talked about. It's all coming true. That's why the bad guys want us off the air so badly. All right. Joining us now is our special guest, Dark Journalist. And he is here to go over these incredible developments, Daniel List. And in the limited time we have, just about 20 minutes, I'm going to try to shut up. Hopefully getting back on tomorrow or Sunday or Monday to really go the deep dive on this. But I haven't seen his take on this yet, but I know he predicted this was going to happen. What just happened and why did they do it? And what does he expect to come next? So Daniel, thanks for being here.
Fantastic. Alex, great to see you on the new network. Looks fantastic.
Thank you.
And what I want to say is, when they go to shut it down, it comes back even bigger and bigger and bigger. But with this release, this is huge on a number of levels. One, it is Trump's attempt to pull the UFO file back under executive control. Unfortunately, it was defanged a long time ago, and it's getting rolled into this whole Department of War thing. And I want to say this about the Department of War, so we're very clear about the UFO file in relation to the Department of War. There is no Department of War. It's the Department of Defense. They've done a functionary change, but they would have to go through a legislative process. So when they say Department of War and they put out Department of War / UFO, now they have war and UFO rolling in there together. So they can actually do a lot of things with the Department of War, and it's not even legitimate at all. It is,
by the way, very astute. Only. Just like they say in a four-year, there's no such thing as chemtrails because it's never called chemtrail. It's called geoengineering. It's called high-altitude aerosol spraying. Exactly. That's what I've been told by insiders is they're calling it Department of War because that's this new fiction, so now they can hide everything behind that because people are doing four-years under the incorrect name.
Exactly. There's no question about it.
Shell game.
The other thing, Yeah, they also have the, I mean, they did this with Homeland as well, as you recall, when, you know, the United States is one thing, has a constitution, has the rule of law and all the rest. And then you have this other thing, Homeland, you know, the Homeland has done this and we're doing this for the Homeland. And NORAD gets up there and says, yeah, if we have continuity of government and I take
over. So it's a shadow government out in the open. It's a parallel train track.
There's no question about it. And when they get to the UFO file, I've said this over and over again, and it's not just as an alarmist track. I've been watching their developments on the UFO file. They are moving into an emergency powers UFO threat sky event situation. And this is the warm-up for it. In fact, the things that they gave us are very unusual because a lot of what came out today relates directly back to this thing back, you know, Apollo, the last Apollo, Apollo 17, that's going back a ways. The reason they go back there is because a lot of what they're aiming at is this whole moon aspect, because when they get up there on the moon and they have power centers up there, you're going to encounter UFOs and they're going to have to be explained. So they're starting with that saying, yeah, well, we did have the Apollo astronauts, you know, we lied about it. We never told you about it, but they saw these things going around there and we try to cover it up. The rumors have been out there for 50 years about what Apollo has seen.
I've talked to Buzz Aldrin. He said they were following every time, but there's recordings of the astronauts saying they're being followed.
Yes, we have recordings because people were picking up on it back then through their own independent radio at the time. And they were saying, look, here comes a Santa Claus at 3 o'clock. Well, you know, that's your UFO moving in. You know, we have a bogey at 2 o'clock. Here it comes. And a lot of the things that they also misreported in relation to the moon is the conditions that we encountered when we got there. So there are cover-ups in relation to the moon, although I know there's been a hoax out there for years and years about the Apollo hoax. I don't believe any of that. I think actually our conditions in space are incredibly ramped up because we have a whole secret space infrastructure. This release today, and I want to say this, pinpointed down to the date, VP Vance, 2 months ago now, when he was talking in these various chats and things like that, said, I think that on May 8th, you're going to be very happy.
Ooh, so he predicted guys, that was all the news. J.D. Vance says on May 8th, you'll be very happy on UFOs. So he's kind of showing he's really in charge.
He is. He's signaling it. And it's very interesting because it's been spoken of before that the president always puts in charge of the space program, in charge of the moon missions, the vice president. That's been going on since JFK's days. And it's very interesting because what they control, they had a weird thing all the way back with Dan Quayle and all that, where he came out and said, no, we're going to Mars by 2030. That was in 1990, and they shut him up fast, but he was actually in charge of the space program, and that's what they do with the VP. It's part of the thing. Even Kamala Harris, believe it or not, as terrifying a thought as that is, she was in charge on that level. But here's what they're doing with the UFO file. So they're moving into a position now where they can say, well, you know, we've put it out there, and the next piece of this is, oh, it's a threat. That's the piece that you need to watch because that's the intel interference because, of course, there's a real UFO file. It's intergenerational. We've seen it for, you know, thousands of years, but just in families intergenerationally, you know, we've seen it. There have been reports. There have been experts. People have lived and died with this reality. So the UFOs are real. There's no question about that. But the manipulation on the intel side by the NGA, the NRO, and the CIA has come to an absolute head. And what they plan to do now, what the position they're moving into, is to move into emergency powers for a UFO threat. And it's funny because this is predicted all the way back to Wernher von Braun, who on a deathbed confession tells his secretary, basically, they're going to do an ET threat at the end and it's all going to be completely a lie. Now, I think it's significant because the other predictions he made to her actually did come to pass when she put them out about the various positions of war that they were moving into. And even though he was a Nazi and came out of that whole environment, at the end of his life, he saw, oh, this whole thing is being used for war. So this is the nature of what we're looking at today. And it's very interesting. If you go through the various things, there's, you know, there's interesting video and all the rest of it. A lot of that video, though, comes from the 60s and 70s, which I was surprised at. And the other ones that they use aren't anything beyond, you know, what they've put out with Tic Tac or whatever. In fact, what you've seen in some of the images of the Phoenix Lights from 1997, you know, with a whole craft sitting over a city, were much more dramatic than anything they put out today. The other thing that I think they're linking in here is a kind of religious aspect. So they're going and saying, well, we have this alien god, you know, that's coming in and the alien god. So we need to prepare this Christian track where we come in and say, well, to the Christians, you know, there's an aspect.
That was my next question. The big propaganda is we're at war with the aliens. It's at war, getting a false flag ready. But also these pastors that go, I was recruited by the government and we are having to get ready. We're ready. This is going to shatter your beliefs, but we're Christian, but this will shatter it. really like an attack on Christianity or like a new religion or something. What are the veins you're seeing in the pre-programming? Because they're using the Nothing Burger to get everybody's attention for the message is what I think is happening.
It is. And people like Altman and Thiel have been going behind the scenes and putting together Christian groups and religious groups and getting them into think tanks to get their opinions and ideas. They've been crafting basically a space religion in the background. That's what they want to go for ultimately. And they rolled this out in little trickles now, because originally they were saying, if we discovered aliens, would we be better about climate change? You know, and little things like that. And then they had Avi Loeb over here at Harvard, who's this big astrophysicist who comes out of Talpiot now, which is Israeli intelligence. And he comes out and says, well, you know, what's actually going on here is there's an AI coming in from another system and it's giving us these instructions, you know, and the instructions we're supposed to get is like, oh, well, make sure there's a carbon tax. So, you know, this is the kind of thing that
just like people on DMT, the aliens are, oh, kill the people, save the earth. Oh, world government, carbon tax, always the same message.
Exactly. And the thing is that we have to understand how dangerous the X Protect group. I'd like to go back to this over and over again. You know, they get in charge of these things. So we think that we're dealing with, you know, when people say, oh, we need to get that truth from the government or whatever. But the people who are leading those charges are all intel people. And what they do is they manipulate the naive Congress people, like Burchett and Luna in this case. And they have Luna talking about the Book of Enoch and stuff like that. Look, the Book of Enoch is fascinating. Congress, you know, I don't want Adam Schiff telling me about the Book of Enoch. You know, Congress is supposed to give you facts about what the government.
They were supposed to tell us where the hidden craft are. They were like, what about a stretcher with a body bag on it? I mean, they said, well, we'll tell you what that means. You just take from it what you will. It's all very esoteric.
Yeah, and there's no question. I mean, there have been reports in, you know, intricately throughout all the UFO encounters and the military encounters, there have been bodies, and the bodies are, you know, described over and over again. They're about 4.5 feet tall. They have large heads. And